Everyone, welcome to this regular meeting of the Emergency Preparedness Committee of the Kensington Fire Protection District. It is a little late, 4:09 p.m. on May 23rd, 2024, on the Kensington Community Center, Room 3. I will now call the meeting to order. Director Madugo.
Here.
And I'm Director Levine, public members. It's not here. Lisa Corona.
Here.
Katie Buck. Adrian Johnson.
Here.
Peter Liddell.
Okay.
Paul Moss.
Here.
David Smith.
Here.
We're joined by our interim general manager and our assistant, really. And maybe Johnny. Oh, yes. And Johnny. Emergency Preparedness Committee. Johnny Dalbo. We'll begin with public comment. Public may address the committee on subjects not listed on the agenda. If your item is on the agenda, please hold your comments until we get to that item. Is there any public comment? Going once, going twice, no public comment. All right. Any comments from any member of the committee?
Who? First of all, for those of you that saw and read the police chief's comments about which numbers to call during an emergency, and I think it was in the April issue of the Outlook. I think that was kind of confusing, and Dave and I talked about it and talked to some other people that I had been just reading, including my wife, and people found it confusing. Confusion was that there was an area code 510 number 5257573 that for a few years now has been the number to call and the number that's been disseminated to people to call in case of an emergency. And that was for fire and medical, and then 911 for police. Is that right? I think, yeah. And that turned the editor of the Outlook had this article in that issue of the Outlook I just mentioned. And Chief Gans has also commented, and I thought it was very confusing. I think that needs to be straightened out. He did discuss it. Besides David, if anybody went to the last KPP CSD meeting, David asked him to clarify. I was going to, but I was on a search, so I couldn't make it, of course. But he did. And if you don't mind, I can just clarify that. The chief said you should call 911 first. Mm-hmm. It was in there in that article, but it was not clear if you read it carefully. He said that most of the time you would get the police if you called 911. But just in another paragraph down, he said if you call the 7573 number, you would always get the police. Well, if I have an emergency, I'm going to go with always, not most of the time. And Yeah, but he's responding to that, and I just thought that's important for us as a committee to disseminate to people. I don't know how many people bothered to read that, but it's now 911 is the number to call. That was not clear at all before this, too. In fact, like I said, I repeated, it was the word was out, and you called the 7573 number first. Mm-hmm. That's apparently not the case anymore because they've enhanced the 911. It's actually called enhanced 911. Mm-hmm. It's just better. So I just think it's important for us to do our best to tell neighbors and people to spread that word.
Okay.
The article is not going to make it super clear. Okay. And secondly, just a short notice, and I don't know if this really stands. Johnny may know more about it, but we had Sergeant Knapp at a Lake Drive meeting a week ago, and he pointed out as a sidebar that there is some kind of, I don't know any details about it, didn't look into it, but some kind of multi-city fire drill up in the Grizzly Peak area along there coming up sometime in a week, I believe. There was no date given. This is from Sergeant Knapp, and that people shouldn't get alarmed if all of a sudden they see a bunch of red vehicles up there, at least at that time. Johnny, do you know any more about that?
That may be information that's kind of being twisted a little bit. What I know is that Battalion Chief Castro Hahn has been looking for homes to use as examples for a fire training with surrounding agencies, and they were going to walk through and kind of do a highlight on the topography and the homes and the challenges as a training for surrounding fire agencies. I don't know where the word drill came from, but it's almost kind of like a walking outdoor course for surrounding agencies. But I'll talk to Battalion Chief Castrohan and get clarification on that.
Okay.
Changed.
The word I got was from Sergeant Nath, and that was indirect as well, so it could have gotten wordsmith.
Is this organized? It's organized and will be supervised by our police, by our fire chief.
Battalion Chief Castrohan was organizing and planning and orchestrating the training, and he was, what he told me, he was looking for homes that would volunteer their space to be examples to show the personnel. So it's not a drill as far as I communicated to.
But speaking of drills, I don't know if any of you got the Genesis alert today about an evacuation order in Berkeley Hills. And it was a test. It was at 10:23. And Genesis told me that a status change happened near me. And I had it showed the zones that were supposedly to be evacuated, and then a warning. And then I was like, oh my gosh. And then I had to click on one of the zones, and then it said reason, test, test, test. Fire at Panorama Kill, test, test, test.
So, did this have gone out to anybody that has the correct app? Because I certainly didn't get anything like that.
I would assume that you guys were the guys. Do you have the Genesis app?
Yep. Yes, I do. Dave does.
Well, are you following the right? I mean, because I think you'd have to be following the appropriate area to receive that.
Oh,
or within their alerting area. I think they have a fence around it.
That would be my question. If it was only directed at certain zones, I'm assuming in Berkeley, it wouldn't have come to us in the first place.
But you know what? I didn't realize I have a little thing that says follow, or maybe I wasn't. I don't know. I got it. So,
I got the one as well.
Were you in that zone at the time?
Nope.
You got it.
Was that home? You did not, David?
I didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
Is this incident aware? This is Genesis. Is it still Genesis? Oh my god.
Like this.
No,
I've never heard of it.
Genesis Protect.
Oh, I see that one. Okay.
So is that generated by the zones?
With an A.
Yeah, it's their app for alerting people in the zones.
Okay.
It's too bad about Contra Costa, because Berkeley's using it. At least we can count on Berkeley to advise us if something's going on in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's an alert right now for a Staten Ranch fire, wherever Staten Ranch is. I'm trying to find out just now. I just got it.
Latin Ranch is Antioch.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
If there's any other public comment, let's move on. So we have on the agenda adoption of approval of the minutes, though I didn't see the minutes.
So that's our mistake. We didn't get the minutes done in time. They'll be at your next meeting for approval.
Okay.
We apologize.
No problem. Moving on then to old business. Tim, do you want to start?
Yes, we put this on the agenda for more discussion and consideration by the committee, the draft work plan. Our board did give some comment to it and just wasn't finished and wanted to talk about it at a future meeting. So maybe Daniel, you want to speak to that? But,
so our May 15th board meeting, was included several presentations about wildfire risk and management, including the East Bay Regional Parks that we'll discuss shortly. The meeting as a result is very long. There were all these outside presentations. So we did not get a chance to circle back to the work plan at our May meeting. Presumably, therefore, it is continued further to another future meeting. We'll see if we get to it in June. Was there anything you wanted to add?
No.
For some reason, I was thinking that we would just kind of run through stuff real quick. But,
sure, we can do that.
Well, oh, I had something I wanted to bring up with respect to some of these things. You know, I was looking at our work plan, and I see a lot of our stuff that we're trying to work on and promote, but there's a lot of stuff that Kensington does already that is constantly already and always in the works, like our, you know, our shredding events, our the fire plug developments. And I think Johnny's going to go over some of this stuff, but all of the stuff that the district currently does, we should have in our work plan too. Or do you want that as separate? Like, I mean, this is a great document to say, hey, what we're working on, but the district does so many other things. I mean, maybe there should be another document about things that we're constantly doing and in progress.
But let me just add, obviously the board has not finalized its approval of the work plan.
That's correct.
So, I mean, it's sort of a work in progress at your level, I guess. So what does that actually mean in terms of addressing the work plan? And Johnny has gone into a lot of detail on his goals and objectives using the work plan, so maybe I should just hold on.
Yeah, I know. I guess I view
the work plan as sort of a guidance document for us to do our work, and rather than sort of a public outreach document to tell people what we're all about. If we want to have a public outreach document about what we're all about, I think we could have that too, but maybe as a separate.
So I guess we should assume that even though the board has not formally approved it, we should be using it in some.
I think so. It was it has been discussed at the board level at a couple of meetings, and we run through the items, and there was feedback giving us suggestions for additional items or maybe deprioritizing some of them, given a priority. So though we haven't formally adopted it, I think it's reasonable to assume that what is currently on the document isn't objectionable to anyone on the board, or they probably would have objected by now. It's not ironclad, but I think since we've never really had a work plan in the past, it's not like we require a board approved work plan to continue the work of the committee. And
yeah, I think this is a work plan for this committee as well. But I think your point, Danielle, is really important. Like, what is that list of routine activities that are about, you know, public engagement and things that benefit the public on a regular basis? Like, should I have any different outreach efforts?
Yeah, like the fire stage stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's good to kind of keep that as a reminder, you know, of what all the things the department does.
Yeah.
The district does.
So,
but that's separate.
I guess we can't add that to the work plan, but then you're right, maybe there just should be something else that, you know, goes with what the district is currently doing, you know, in terms of its goals.
Can it be added to the work plan? What if it's just considered ongoing activities and just spew them out, just list them there so that they know that's about activities that are being pursued?
Is there like a timeline? You could just have a timeline of ongoing activities, and then you could be like, for the work plan, you're going to insert XYZ activity into the usual timeline. Like any new activity then goes in the timeline.
The yearly timeline.
Yeah, just like for my work, I do a month by month, and then like there's the every year, every month this happens. It's that way kind of easy to see where it all fits together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Johnny, you're the best person to kind of visualize the timeline for that stuff.
I think it's important to keep separate, though, what are things this committee is working on and what are routine things that the district does. You know, the district would have the shredding events, not the shredding event for years before the emergency preparedness committee kind of took it on as a volunteer effort, but it could be any volunteer working there. So, I mean, I think it's important to separate those two, in my opinion.
This is fine. So then how do we separate?
I think it's just a separate list of, you know, and what is that list? Johnny works on that list. he doesn't work for us. He works for the district. So, you know, so I think it's like he can keep that list, and then we can do public information about these, are all, you know, promotion about the things that the district's doing that are helping everybody.
And it'll keep the board informed too.
And help keep the board informed. So I think it's a good list, but it's not necessarily this committee's charge. That's, you know,
work in progress. Maybe I'll work on that. I had another thought. I had a neighbor contact me today about the path next to our house and how it's becoming overgrown and probably fire hazard again. And, you know, between us neighbors, sometimes we don't have the time or the time, ability, or even funding to kind of help take care of the path on a regular basis. And so that, I know they were looking for ways to either get help with their path, you know, it's like the path cleaning. I mean, we're not one of the main paths, as you know, and we're pretty steep and a little bit bigger, but people use it all the time. And so maybe that's something that we can pull into, you know, one of the either house hardening or one of our fire.
Have you reached out to the path keepers?
No, I have not. She just emailed me today. Not you. No. The person, my neighbor just emailed me today about it.
No, I think it's worthy of a full discussion, actually, or a bigger discussion at some point, you know, how the paths interface with the initiatives that are part of the priorities of the whole, both districts.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I didn't tell her yet, that my neighbor yet, about how nobody owns them technically, so they can't really get grants for them and stuff like that, but.
I had found some of my own minutes from the readings for the public safety.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and one of the meetings was when Chuck Trinity was on the board. Okay, because he was at the meeting and he made the announcement. So I have it written in my room, and he announced that the board had passed the adoption of the past. It was in 2012.
Yes, it was.
So there it is. So I would say, board, get that path cleaned up. You're adopted them. That's your baby. Take care of the baby.
Did you really? Right. This is a after that, another board said, we don't want to have anything to do with it. They
unpassed it?
They unpassed it.
Oh, that is
didn't. But I think this issue will be coming up because the county has a process looking at these paths in a way to make them, you know, some of them public, and we'll see if it works. So, yours isn't. So, I mean, that's kind of, we could talk and see if there's something people can do. But basically, people do it at their own risk because, you know.
Yep. Okay. Well, maybe I can think of some ways to. I know you guys are working on stuff, but then is it worth working a way to get it to kind of figure out something? Maybe we could do a replanting grant or something, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Gretchen has put together a community of path people into that.
Yeah, and this is not on the agenda, so I don't really
spend
time talking about it, but I can talk to you afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was going to say. So I think our work plan is still sort of in draft form. Probably nothing too objectionable in there, but has not been specifically voted on by the board. Hopefully we'll get to that in the near future. But in the meantime, I think it's okay, since they have given us some verbal feedback already, to sort of proceed, assuming it's a reasonable framework to get started. Anything else we want to say on that? Any public comment on this? If I can get it while I'm zooming to it. Going once. Going twice. All right, moving on to the East Bay Regional Parks District communication. Tim.
At the last board meeting, there was a lengthy PowerPoint presentation provided by three of the fire staff in East Bay Regional Park District, the fire chief, the assistant chief, and the captain. And at our invitation, on discussions we've had here and board discussions in the past, that would dialogue with them about what is being done at Dillon Park. They expanded the scope of their presentation, and we attached it to this packet. It's not my intent to go through it because I wouldn't be the one presenting it, but it's there for your information. The slides are there, and they did talk about Tilden Park. They talked about budgetary things and grants they applied for, and the interest in partnering with us on some measures that can help us move forward with our goals, and answered a lot of questions. So I think they're up for whatever we think a partnership should be with that. In the same vein as the district, my role as interim general manager will come to an end June 7th. The board indicated interest in keeping me on in the consulting role to work with East Bay Park District and try and make something happen here that's productive for both districts, partnership and any other types of organizations or government entities to try and meet our mission goals. So I think that was positive. The East Bay Park District has such a large scope, large financial obligation, and a crew of grant writers that I think for us to be a squeaky wheel and to try and have them focus their efforts on our ridge line and our border with them is important, and they're aware of that. But I think having a regular type of effort is going to be helpful. Mm-hmm. I think that's all I want to talk about.
I had a question because I didn't watch the whole thing, but I wasn't clear at all about what, if anything, they were going to actually do with Kensington. I mean, there was sort of a walkthrough mentioned with their staff,
right,
and then there's some of the constraints on the environmental side,
right,
but not a lot of detail. And I mean, it sort of left it in limbo as far as I was concerned.
Right, and rightly so, because we haven't spoken and determined those types of things. I'm in contact with the Chief Sailors about what he thinks would be productive.
Mm-hmm.
And so there need to be more discussions and proposals, you know, with our budgetary situation. See if the board wishes to devote money toward the effort, and it always helps to do that in partnership. But also to identify the steps that they would have to take to help prevent wildfires at Dillon Park and outdoor border. So they're already doing A, B, C, and D, but I think our effort is to try and do the other things too. So it starts with talking, it starts with formulating what should be done and what can be done. So it's going to take an effort.
Yeah, it seemed that the latter one, what can be done, was one of the limitations of that, at least gleaned from their presentation, both of them. Environmental standpoint, I guess there were other factors too. They even mentioned riparian situation there.
Right.
And, so I think that would be useful to understand what the limitations are,
yes,
in that area.
Right. There was a great discussion of maps in the meeting and specific places where borders ended and started. And I wasn't totally clear, having not had a map in front of me at the moment, where the overlap of area where they can do anything would really overlap with where we think things need to be addressed.
Well, if you look at the boundaries as an example for the Arundel-Mooronga Fire District, their boundary goes right up to our ridge line. If you look at the LAPCO sphere of influence examples, if you will, you'll find that Arundel-Mooronga Fire District does encompass a good part of Dillon Park right up to Ridgeline.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that is, I guess, how they were able to site the regional park district for their lack of vegetation management around their buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, that's been controversial and so forth. But it's a very interesting situation, I guess you could say. Someone already also brought, at least to my attention, about Richmond and where their boundary was.
They come right up to us.
Yep.
It's like behind the school is Richmond.
Yeah. Right, but whether that encompasses or encroaches upon the park district, perhaps even the other ones, I don't know. I haven't looked at them.
Yeah, sure.
But I know.
No, she, actually. So the Morocco red is the red.
Right.
Okay. So there's that little parcel right there. See this little green space on the others between us and the Morocco red. Mm-hmm. That's the city of Richmond parcel.
Right. But my point being that also encompasses either Tilden Park or Wildcat Canyon. I can't see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's Tilden.
So I know Chief Sailors has mentioned that you could write an ordinance would be 100 feet into the and that's for another discussion, but certainly Arinda Morga has done that because of the map you see right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be coordinates through the Richmond Fire District, or the city of Richmond would have to do that ordinance
over
the site, the district.
Well, I think Chief Sailors was talking about Kensington Fire District.
There's a segment of where the fire district borders, well, the district fire district boundaries and the park district boundaries are a little mixed around, but there's a part of East Bay Regional Parks District which borders the Kensington Fire Protection District, and that bit of the East Bay Regional Parks District is in the Moraga Arinda Fire District.
Right.
There is additionally a segment of the East Bay Regional Parks District that is in Richmond that borders Kensington Protection District.
Right.
And moreover, the bit that is Richmond is actually also some of it is West Contra Costa Unified School District land, city land, exactly.
I don't know that Kensington Fire Protection District boundaries. Mm-hmm. Overlap into the regional park district.
Yeah, they border it. They don't
overlap. They border it there.
Yeah.
Unlike Arinda Morga, they border it. They are up to it.
Yeah.
But they don't go into it.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing, I know. But
I mean, I guess the point is that there may be other mechanisms for encouraging the East Bay Regional Park District to take a look at this that aren't necessarily only through Kensington.
Right, and I guess as far as this committee is concerned, in making a recommendation to look at that, whether you can use that boundary to require vegetation management beyond what Arinda Morga did, which they just looked at buildings but didn't go any further to cite them or anything close to taking an action for them to do the air vegetation management within the Tilden Park.
Yeah, I think the issue of whether or not the fire district wants to try to cite the parks district is a discussion best left
right
with the board and
not for this committee.
Yes, and hopefully we'll never get into that. But yeah, so I guess my takeaway from the meeting was, as you said, there's a lot more discussion needs to happen in terms of particularly the, it sounded to me like the entire portion of East Bay Regional Parks District that is in City of Richmond land is not area that East Bay Regional Parks District can touch. It sounded like the Cal VCP that they cited to me, it sounded like they were saying it only covered state responsibility areas. And of course, Richmond is a local responsibility area. So I think all of the Richmond land is off limits for East Bay Regional Parks. And I think my people often cite the school and like the vegetation in proximity to the school as particularly problematic in terms of lacking any mitigation efforts. And I am fairly certain, if I remember my parcel map, that is all Richmond land. And so East Bay Regional Park, there's no partnership in the universe that will get them on there because it's out of their jurisdiction and they won't go there. Whether or not this CalVTP thing can be extended to local responsibility areas and whether or not City of Richmond wants to let them, I don't know where that is. It's possible to me that one of my takeaways is, I wonder if we need to get Richmond in a room with us and East Bay Regional to try to see if there's something that can be done here, because I don't know.
Well, I would say that the first thing is for maybe a couple of us, just look at jurisdictional areas,
yeah.
Be clear about where they are,
mm-hmm.
and you know who has jurisdiction, whether it's the city, it's the regional park district, you know, if they overlap like they do in Orinda,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the area that they coverage and maintain as part of their bio district boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think there's research to be done before we can have an intelligent discussion.
Yeah, I think some useful maps would also be good. And it also might be nice, I mean, obviously there's many people in Kensington who are already doing this work and somehow we may have to reduplicate some of it, where if they're be so kindly to us. A little heat map of where the problem areas are. We sort of talked vaguely about we need to do vegetation management along the ridge line, and some places are worse than others in terms of their needs. And I don't 100% know where those are, and it would be useful to overlay that also on this jurisdictional map to figure out, you know, maybe East Bay Regional Parks is doing a great job at clearing the area that they feel empowered to do. And we need to talk to a different jurisdiction to address our more problematic areas. I don't know if that's true. And I'm sure there are people in town who already have that information, but I don't, and this committee doesn't. So.
Another work is to obtain permits to do the type of maintenance that they would like to do, for us to be at the table with them discussing what maintenance we think needs to be required in help with future permitting.
So, it also has to do with the way they described their grant and the way they had defined the environmental impact associated with that grant. It did not encompass areas that are
yes.
boundary to us. And so it's important to understand what, first, the limitations of that grant, and then as we engage her, as the district engages with them, to determine what grant opportunities exist that we can partner with, you can partner with, excuse me, that would encompass that area with the work on it. Because right, it was clear to me that they can't work on that area, given the with the grant money they have and the restrictions, the environmental restrictions that they're having.
Yes, yeah, so we should figure out how to work toward getting them. Getting such area.
Well, getting grants.
Yes.
Getting grants that will cover that area in partnership with the
partnership.
I mean, exactly. To me, that's the key.
Yeah.
Might take a little bit. Well, there are more and more grants opening up all the time. I get emails and things. I'm like, wow, you know, my people are jumping on this, you know. But yeah, like needs that. I didn't come over with anything. So what's in it for Kensington? You know, I didn't have a feeling like we'll tell you that. But one thing I was very impressed by and very grateful that they did is they kept reinforcing the environmental impact studies that have to be done. Because people always, we can just go in there, we're going to go in there and cut, we're going to create them. Yeah, can't do it. And, you know, it takes, some of these studies take 6 or 8 up to 8 years. And it could be because it's only still thing, but it's a living thing and it's inherent right to live, you know, so we have that to be protected. And so I'm glad they kept reinforcing that, and that the fact that they have to have permits, and that if we can't overlap somebody else's jurisdiction, these things, the people have to have these facts, you know, not just about, you know, we'll just stigmatize a few people and we'll ride in there with, you know, with our torches and we'll, you know. We'll fix it. We're going to take care of that problem. We've got patches and we change it. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? It's kind of, so I'm glad that they kept repeating it. You know, we'll see how long it lasts. But I was a little impressed by that, and it's good that they came out and did speak to it. But we had pre-pandemic, we had a wonderful meeting. I think Joy had put it together, and we had between McGraw, who you had the one of it at the church, and Cal Fire, and the regional parks, and Costa Fire. We had all the fire districts, Richmond, and just everybody was there, and they all reported on what they were doing, what's been going on, what's been happening back, and so that we really get it all out there. And it'd be nice to have one of those things again, after we actually put it together in the summer. That's my little
dream. Great. So it sounds like we have some of the work that may need to be done in terms of map making, and for as much time as we have Tim, and hopefully once in future assistance to continue sort of scoping out what can be done and how to move this ball forward. It could take years, but if we don't start, then it will always be N years away.
Well, it seems like our objectives are quite clear. It's how to work the system and get on their honey-do lists and their permitting and the grants and all that type of thing. I mean, they have a very formidable grant team for the entire district. And so I think they're a great resource. We just have to stay in constant contact with them and be at the table with them about our border and about what our priorities are.
I do think that you can also learn from the Window Marauder Fire District. They partnered with East Bay Regional Park District, 20 mile south, like north of Window, space that they've cleared or worked on. And I think a prime example of what we could possibly do in the future. And I think I did send you the link.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it was also important to note that they very politely made it real clear that Kensington is not at the top of the list. I mean, and if we take that attitude, we're just asking for trouble. I think they were really good about how they elaborated on that. And I also noticed, and I don't know if this is a viable path or not, that nobody mentioned anything about volunteering to help East Bay Regional Park District in ways that I must admit I can't elaborate. I can't even suggest one. But they have volunteers working in the park district. In one way or another, they cover the liability. I have friends that are East Bay Regional Park District volunteer rangers. Mm-hmm. They're out there with uniforms and radios and everything. They have these forces. People work at the little farm. Mm-hmm. I have a neighbor that does that. He's just a volunteer. So they do use volunteers. I don't know exactly what the restrictions are. They're probably much more stringent with regard to certain activities than others. But maybe it would only help on a small scale, but it's a start. And I think it's a good gesture if we would consider, that is the district would consider, suggesting that Kensington might be able to cough up a bunch of volunteers to help in a way that they will tell us. We don't tell them. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I just think that's worth, it can't hurt. Sure. It's a good gesture. If they turn us down, say, no, there's nothing you can do that is at all technical, for example, and we can't cover liability on that. I don't know, but I really think that's worth looking into. Like I said, they have volunteers, a fair number of them doing different things. So one way or another, volunteers can be covered. Mm-hmm.
Good point. Any other things we want to talk about from their presentation? Public comment. Very once, very twice. Right? Moving on. There we go. Moving on to new business. Review 2024, 2025 goals for the emergency preparedness coordinator. Oh, I see. I wasn't sure. Valencer is bolded here, and I wasn't sure if that was saying he was presenting or if it was part of the title of the item.
Well, I this was an item on last year's agenda too, and the contract for emergency preparedness coordinator is managed by the general manager, but this group gives input into the goals for that position. And this would be the discussion today. And Johnny has prepared goals well aligned with your work plan.
I see.
Dan, you hear me?
Oh, no, yes. Can't, Johnny. Thanks.
Okay.
He's sharing his screen.
All right, I'm just trying to get the... All right, sorry. Oh, wait, am I holding or am I are you ready for me?
Please, we're trying to get your screen up on the monitor here.
Okay.
We've had our technical issues today.
Monitor's just not connecting.
Says can't forget.
No,
so can't okay. Yeah,
probably
a way to see it.
Pardon me?
A way to see it.
Oh, yeah.
You want to come over?
Oh, okay.
Well, unless it's different.
No, I think we just had a presentation on the Zoom. You can also look at that. You can look at mine. And, okay. I think we're going to try.
I could see.
Okay. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'll be providing my proposed approach and suggestions based on the draft KFPD work plan for 2024 into 2025. The first section of that was the evacuation preparedness or evacuation plan package to all residents. So the campaign that we've been working on will launch next week, with a number of posters and banners being placed throughout the throughout Kensington, and the Outlook will publish an announcement, and the mailer will go out to all homes. The campaign that we've created can be extended to other topics as well, and I propose that the next topic should focus on red flag parking. The campaign objective would be to improve parking practices and increase safety and evacuation efficiency. This would also be a great opportunity to get public support for implementing parking changes that were proposed by Lieutenant Brad Harms a few years ago on the key streets like St. Albans, Windsor, and I think York. In a recent KFPD meeting, it was pretty clear that the public had mixed information about what was being done or what isn't being done in the park related to wildfire risk mitigation. And it would be important in being a partner with East Bay Parks to better inform the public and increase visibility of our partnership with them. So there are opportunities for us to do more on, on our side of, the boundary line to be a good neighbor and partner. We can increase access to resources for home hardening and to the residents and get a more aggressive hazardous vegetation removal program started, explore establishing Kensington Fire Safe Council so that way we can be more competitive with receiving grant funds and just understand more about what work is being done by our residents in the parklands and how we can support their work. So expanding FireWise areas will also help us be great partners with East Bay Regional Park District. Currently, we have two areas that fully recognize along the park boundary, and both of those areas have a great working relationship with East Bay Parks, and that also includes the area of Lake Drive where Sierra has been working. A third area was CERT development as, you know, the role of the Kensington Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. I've helped CERT, the CERT program manager, wherever I can with the CERT events and communications to the community. I believe the committee should speak to the El Cerrito Kensington CERT program manager to better understand the challenges and the needs for the CERT program manager to help, you know, the grow the program and, you know, get a lot of these initiatives off the ground. For my recommendation, I would have a more robust visual campaign for recruitment, a light rebranding, establish a web page, have more content focused on the type of training these CERT volunteers will receive and what they would be expected to do if activated. Following up on Katie's recommendation to do a series of CERT boot camps to bring back people that were, you know, formerly involved with CERT, and to also use that as an opportunity to create photos and videos for recruitment campaigns. So home hardening, this kind of ties in with what I wrote about our partnership with East Bay Regional Parks. There was kind of some, you know, crossover there. But the Spring Fire Plug Edition had a home hardening checklist, which was pretty extensive. And here's the here's two pages from that portion of the insert. And there's a lot that needs to be done on, you know, community-wide. And even from a house-to-house basis, it can be pretty expensive. A lot of investment money is likely going to go into upgrading a lot of the homes that need to be retrofitted. So we can introduce a grant program modeled off of Moraga Arinda's home hardening program, which focuses on gutter guards and ventilation screens to prevent ember ignition on homes. And they have a pretty well-structured program that we can, you know, just straightforward adopt for Kensington if there's funding for it. To focus on the vegetation management, as you know, we've run the replanting grant from January to the end of April. There were some challenges that we had with the vegetation removal, but I believe we need to reform the initiative to focus more on the hazardous plant removal and not the replanting side, by helping residents fund the removal so we can accomplish more and get a lot more done more aggressively and at a faster pace. Related to LRADs, I maintain a close relationship with the team at CWS. When the time comes, I would work to develop an awareness campaign with CWS, establishing talking points to educate the public on any changes or additions to alerting to the infrastructure for alerts, and, you know, whether those technologies are installed. Leading up to the implementation of any new infrastructure, I can support the general manager's directive to host town halls or other meetings to distribute information and publications to the community related to LRADs. So for volunteer involvement, the Kensington Fire Protection District has an opportunity to increase the effectiveness of implementing emergency preparedness initiatives in the community by leveraging volunteers. For example, with our shredding event alone, if we had more volunteers on at the event, we could engage the community more. We could have side conversations or presentations at that event, especially at the church where there's enough room for parking. It wouldn't work well having it down by the Kensington Library, but there's plenty of parking up at the church where we can expand the capability of that. And with the way the event runs now, we kind of have to reserve the firefighters to being on call and responding to calls. So we're pretty bare bones when it comes to running the event as it is, just taking the paper. But if we want to expand our reach, it would be nice to have additional people at these events, which also leads to getting more people involved and more educated, and then, you know, generally leading up to leadership roles within the fire district and serving the community. In April 2022, when we had the Kensington evacuation drill, we created the campaign and communication plan to announce the drill. So this campaign can be easily redeployed when Kensington Police and Kensington Fire have the staffing resources and mutual aid agencies available to participate in another drill. If we don't have that ability to do a physical drill, then there's a few other ways that we can simulate a drill. We can do something like a neighborhood block party where we shut down a street and stage the engine and have cars alongside the street to demonstrate what that would look like, having an engine going uphill and people trying to get downhill. Just as Sierra was describing or illustrating in one of the last board meetings, I think it would be important for people to visualize that as it relates to red flag parking changes and being prepared. Having a virtual tabletop drill via Zoom or live stream so that people can see how the agencies interact, who's responsible for what. And I think it's really important for us to have a signal test and a survey. If we are able to do a signal test through CWS to push out an opportunity to get preparedness information or feedback from the residents to understand more about how prepared they think they are, so that way it can help guide our decision making going forward. So that's in brief the presentation for the proposal, and there's more detail in the enclosure for the board packet of the 7-page document I wrote up. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I guess the first question I have, Johnny, is this is the work plan of the position of the emergency preparedness coordinator, but there's so many other pieces of what you're doing that I don't see here in terms of, you know, article study outlook, publicizing event. Well, publicizing events is part of the event. I mean, does this include all of your kind of more routine activities? I guess is the question I have, or is this just the special activities that relate to the work plan of the district and the EPC?
Yeah, this is just related to the items for that work plan. It doesn't include, the ad hoc stuff that comes through. There's quite a number of things that kind of pop up, like the most recent one was the local hazard mitigation program campaign that the fire department needed to do. So it kind of just needed to happen. We had to push out a couple of these public outreach mechanisms to as requirements for that program. So some of this stuff I can't really anticipate. But yeah, they're not included in this. This is just specifically on the document of the work plan.
I see. Okay.
I think the contract will have language in it that encompasses these things that come up. We rely on Johnny to be able to follow through the course on. So.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Somebody else. I have comments, but probably.
Well, I guess my one question, Johnny, is what activities that you've outlined here should the committee espouse and bring to the board, and what activities within all of these ideas are something that you should feel that you're responsible for or would be responsible for in your capacity as the coordinator? Because it's a whole litany of activities here.
Mm-hmm.
Vision yourself doing and be responsible for all of these.
Well, I think we should prioritize what, you know, the obviously put the long lead items that, you know, we can start preparing on for maybe, you know, doing research on establishing a Kensington Fire Safe Council, for example. That may take quite a bit of time, but if we implement something like that and find the people to run that and help kind of organize all the fire safe councils collectively that are forming in Kensington, and that kind of unlocks the ability to apply for grants through, you know, the Department of Forestry. The benefits of that will probably be a lot better for for the community than, you know, waiting for funds that are locked up with Diablo Fire Safe Council, because they've got such a huge area that they're responsible for. I think that would be a really important for the committee to kind of help dig into. And then I can, you know, as I'm on the ground, you know, listening to community members or talking to the fire wise areas, you know, kind of drum up support for some of that stuff and identify the resources or the personnel resources from the community to help carry some of this forward. But you're right, there's a lot of things like that that kind of need to have board support or, you know, research done, so that way we can implement it, because I do quite a bit of interaction with the community, and if there is support for that, then I can, you know, kind of recruit people from a block to block level by promoting it whenever I have those interactions with the community.
Johnny, on page 6, near the bottom, last paragraph, beginning, you pointed out, literally, surrounding agencies have attempted evacuation drills, and the turnout could have been more favorable. I love that bit. That is so polite. I mean, but it gets a point across, and you and I have talked about this, too, about what Arinda has dropped, any evacuation drill plans. They do other things now, and I don't see why we would even pursue this anymore, certainly for the next few years, because of resource problems and everything. I just think there has to be we have to go off on a sidetrack a little bit on this. I personally really like, and I know I've mentioned it several times here, that I would really want to emphasize pre-evacuation, get out of here early. And that means having a plan so that they would go together. But there's no way the East Bay Regional Park District nor Kensington residents or any other organization that I can think of is going to make Wildcat Canyon and Tilden safe by August. So I personally would really like to emphasize the evacuation, which I think, you know, you and Lisa and David and I did a pretty good job on that flyer that's going out, the packet that's going out next week. But I think we have to follow up on that even more. And I really like the idea that somewhere in the document that you had in the lot packet, you mentioned that this was going to be the emphasizing, here it is, the theme for the 2024 National Night Out parties, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And I think that's great. That's great, because that's always mentioned. Have a plan, you know, have a go bag, you know, ad nauseum, right? But if they really would emphasize, I think, you know, not just for people that have mobility issues, the importance of leaving early if you feel uncomfortable, even if you don't feel comfortable, you know, you might want to, we could empty out 25-30% of Kensington prior to, you know, feeling the flames on your butt, that would really help. And I would just want to say that anything we can do to emphasize the importance of an evacuation is really, really paramount.
Echoing what Paulie was just saying, most of us knew about free evacuation and how vital that is, but until we had gotten, you know, the go ahead from the fire chief to actually say that, we couldn't publicize it, but he did give us the go ahead on it. So I think if we can get the outlook to prove that every issue, something about free evacuation and the importance of it, if we could put things out on next door, I mean, constantly bringing that, you know, rephrasing it so people are not going to pass by, but, you know, just keep getting it out there that free evacuation will save lives. What's about it? It will save lives. Otherwise, we're in a pickle no matter how many evacuation units we have.
Where do they drill to? Like, where is the location?
The one time that we've had an evacuation drill, one segment of Kensington evacuated to the El Cerro Plaza Park. Okay.
Through the Sunset View Cemetery.
Yeah.
and about 100 cars per disability.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have a very small segment of the area that even you request participating, so it's not a very big percent of people. So it's, I've said this before, and it sounds really mean, but to me, it was like a Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade. I mean, it's all orderly, the fire chief, I mean, the fire engines lead the way. I mean, it's very staged. That's not the way it's going to be. And yet I understand the other half, the other side of this sort of the double-edged sword is that people like me make too much of a fuss about the importance of getting out early. It sounds, it scares people.
Yeah,
and one, but I think it should.
That would scare.
Yeah.
No, I would just add from a like total outsider perspective, Johnny, like if you had to prioritize three things on this list as like the most important, you know, I would think about what those things are. And the other thing I was going to say is that it's still kind of a bummer, and it's kind of like a little bit of a down. And I was going to say, if you could make the evacuation in combination with a fun event so that at the end of the evacuation, there's a fire truck and bring your kids to look at it and we'll have some snacks and just kind of make it fun for people. I think that would maybe help with like the fact that it, because it like feels like a chore. Like, you know, I think people see it as a chore. They're like, oh, I gotta figure out the backpack thing, I gotta figure out the water thing. I don't want to, like, what, I'm busy that day. Like, I think the way to make it not feel like a chore is to combine the like sort of tedious thing with the fun thing.
Good idea. And Arinda, by the way, I talked to Dennis Rain, the PIO over there, and they did that sort of thing. It helped a little, but they still ended up dropping the drills.
Yeah.
But they did just that. Dennis just said, you know, you got to have food.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of
thing. I mean, it's like whatever the nuclear drills, like, it's just, it makes everybody feel like, I don't know, it just doesn't go with the human way of doing things. Like, we need dopamine. We need to feel like something fun is going to happen at the end, and that's just how people are, especially when they're taking time out of their busy lives to do something like this. And, you know, it might help, especially for like busy parents and things like that, you know, to have like a fire truck or something like that. But yeah, anyway, my question was basically, if you're going to prioritize, what would be the top three things from the list? If you don't.
CERT is a priority. Home hardening and continuing evacuation preparedness with red flag. And a lot of that can be done through the neighborhood emergency preparedness block parties that we're doing, which is helping to create these FireWise communities and the awareness for CERT recruitment. So the most of the success we're seeing is coming through the engagement that we get through going, having residents host the block party and bringing in their neighbors, and we do these speeches, and like you said, yeah, they have food. It's sometimes potluck, sometimes it's catered, but we show up and we ask questions, we give our presentation, and we engage with the community. When the department is able, they'll come with the engine. The police also come in as well, so I would say to push those through that forum.
Yeah.
I want to jump in really quick. Yeah. Good everyone. We have a scheduled adjournment time of 5:15, so we have to extend our meeting.
We're at 5:30.
It's still 6 o'clock on the agenda.
Yeah, but on the bottom of the agenda says adjournment 5:15.
Oh.
How long do you want to extend?
You make a motion, you're a motioner.
I'll say half an hour.
Okay.
I think it's going to take that. I'll make a motion to extend it for half an hour until 5:45.
No later than. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Continue.
Okay. Well, I think it's a really great suggestion to make these things as fun as possible. And I think Donnie, you're pretty good at that. So that's a really good emphasis. You know, I had some I kind of went through it pretty carefully, and I guess I was looking for sometimes things that were more specific, like, for instance, the first item here. The thing about assisting, you know, developing a good relationship with planning with the East Bay Regional Park District. I mean, that's all fine and good, but I was kind of looking for things like, you know, set a realistic short and long-term goal, you know, after working with them, something that was kind of a result. Or for instance, you know, you just talked about the neighborhood walk meetings, which are fabulous and a great way to get everybody involved. But like, you know, what's your target for this year? Is it to do 5? Is it 10? I don't know how many did last year. And then kind of like make that more like a task, you know, like what is the deliverable in a way? So I was looking for that a little bit in this outline, because I think it's an easier way to kind of evaluate, you know, the things that are, you know, that we all think are important to do. So that was one. And then I kind of loved your suggestion about, you know, having the grants be for removal versus for planting. I think that's fabulous. So that I was totally like excited about that. But I think we also have to think of what kind of surface treatment we think people should do upon removal. Should they cover with, well, can't use bark, not a good thing. But, you know, if there's some treatment that we want them to do, if they're not going to plant within 6 months, you know, because otherwise it becomes another kind of a weed hazard. So, you know, that's kind of a little bit on a different subject. I guess I had a question about exploring the feasibility of Kensington Fire Safety Council. I don't know where that really came from or why that would be important. So I feel like I don't know how to judge that as a, you know, because we haven't really talked about that here. So I don't know where those discussions have been, or whether, you know, the general manager feels that that's important and that's why it's there. And then I thought, you know, this whole CERT thing, sort of getting people involved in CERT, I mean, it's sort of like CERT outreach campaign for recruitment, you know, producing content, you know, it's sort of like, you know, how many people do we want to have take the CERT training? And then I was thinking, if we're going to actually be giving funds to the FireWise communities or grant developing a grant program for them, you know, can we make it an incentive for the grant to have a certain percent of their community take CERT? Because these are people who are already involved in safety in their community. And, you know, certainly having CERT training is not in any way going to diminish the value. In fact, it increases the value of what they can do during an emergency in their own communities. So I don't know. I think there are, I guess I was looking, I mean, I can go through a few details, but I don't think it's really a good use of time. But I was just kind of looking for a little more of the deliverables that could kind of hang our hat on.
This was a thing I was going to bring up also, Johnny. We call them in my job key performance indicators. I think it's what they call a lot of people's jobs.
Yeah.
But key performance indicators for what you're accomplishing. Sometimes people wonder what, especially with the length of your tenure with the district, people say, well, what's Johnny done? And it's would be good for you, and it would be good for all of us, really, if there were sort of key performance indicators that were outlined along with these goals, so that, you know, when contract renewals come up, we can point to them and say, excellent.
Anton Snyder's.
Sorry. And say, excellent, that's great, let's do more of that. And I know you have some metrics that you have sort of internally, like goals for the number of people signing up, but KPI for things would be a good idea. Sorry, jumped in, other people can.
Lisa mentioned something at the beginning about Johnny outlining or describing what he's been doing, but outside of these ideas, that would be useful. One, I don't see Johnny doing all of these activities for one thing. So if we're going to use this as a blueprint, then I think Johnny should at least define which one of these or many of these that are goals for him within the next year and what he wants to achieve during that period of time. And well, one example, the CERT, to me, it's now totally confusing. based on what people hear and what Chief Sailors had come to us and proposed as a nonprofit entity of Kensington or Kensington El Cerrito. And if that is still the concept, then what Johnny has presented here doesn't, I'm not sure that it fits, or it either doesn't fit or it's part of that concept. I know you mentioned Albany here has one. Is your suggestion that we partner with Albany to join their nonprofit, be part of that? Otherwise, I'm quite confused about what you're recommending here with regard to that particular issue. And with East Bay Regional Park District, we know that the general manager has been tasked to reach out and work with them. So that seems to me to be the primary activity regarding East Bay Regional Park. And some of the other activities that you suggested here are not necessarily part of that activity, but important activities with regard to house hardening, vegetation management, et cetera. And so I would urge you to at least pick out which of these activities you think you would be responsible for as a goal, and then define what the performance metric would be during this next fiscal year.
Well, would most of CERT still driven by the CERT program manager? I'm kind of in like a support coordination role for CERT until there's decisions made and expectations of how a future program for CERT for Kensington specific would work if that relationship changes or the expectation changes. So it's kind of gray area.
The committee made a recommendation as part of the work plan to develop a town hall meeting to bring to the community this concept of a nonprofit and see if we could get buy-in and so forth. And I thought that was going to be the initial foray. That appears not to be the case now, apparently, based on what is being stated here. So it's still unclear to me what the overall concept is of the idea for CERT. Is it a nonprofit? Is it a partnership with Albany? Or is it we continue to train people in CERT by sending them off to RINDA? Because there does not appear to be any framework for creating a training mechanism here in Kensington or in El Cerrito.
Didn't Chief David Jaffa, and he's doing the plan for the fire department, the
hazard mitigation.
Yeah, and he during his talk the other night, he said that he was working on bringing Kensington back, back to Kensington, and trying to put together a program for the CERT and for a boot camp. I'm a little excited about that. And I'm going to try and have a meeting with him because I have the syllabus for that. If he's interested. But he did say that. Did he say that? I mean,
It's one of the examples to read over.
And that's going to be a boom. If you can bring it back to where we used to have the training here.
Well, again,
there's been further developments outside of this committee's work with residents from El Cerrito and Kensington getting together on their own, which is great, working toward establishing a CERT somewhere intermediate between what the chief originally articulated and perhaps what Kensington has had in the past. Those efforts are underway. We had actually two people that were involved in that for attending at our last meeting as public members. I don't know to what extent they want to circle back to us and loop us in or request our assistance. So the CERT the evolution of CERT in Illustrative Kensington is a bit dynamic and may have some grassroots stuff going on outside of this committee. So all that's to say, it's unclear to me at this exact moment where that stands, and to what extent the district's emergency preparedness coordinator is or isn't or should or shouldn't be involved in those efforts. Sorry, there was just one way of saying, but the point being that what's in our work plan with respect to CERT and what is happening on the ground with respect to CERT is diverging, and whether or not we want to try to reconvert them is a separate issue. There's other things on our work plan. It wasn't as our highest priority item. So
I think what we're finding perhaps is that the goals are not exactly focused just on what this coordinator can affect, can do. And so I think it's wise for Johnny in each of these areas to have two or three things that are achievable and measurable, that we know whether he's completing them or not in a year's time. And they apply to the overall goal of each of these things. I think that's sort of what we're missing here. Goals and objectives measurable, as you were saying. So he can do that quite easily, I'm quite sure. And I think he wanted to demonstrate that he's moving in the direction of our work plan, which we should all be moving in the same direction.
Do, specifically with respect to this agenda item in this committee, are we looking for a particular action from the committee on this item at this time?
I think in the past, you probably recommended approval of the goals, but not necessarily. Having this discussion with Johnny and me, and us being able to maybe refine these better for his contract presentation to the board is going to be valuable. I think, since you're really asking for more detail on the achievable goals, measurable, we don't have that in front of us, so you can't really promote that back to the board. But we've had the discussion, we've taken, ideas.
Yeah.
And I think we know what we need to do.
Nice. Johnny, do you have any questions about, or clerks need any clarification on the suggestions that have been made, or is everything clear?
Everything's clear.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I would just add, just reiterate that, Johnny works for the district. We are one part of what he helps coordinate if the manager agrees with those efforts, and that his work goes beyond this committee. And so I think it's also really important that those other activities are included, in terms of all the other things that are routine activities that he's responsible for. I just want to add that.
What are we asking John to do?
Well, you've given input into how these goals are set up. You've asked for more specificity on detail on achieving them, which we can take back and do, and also to these are pretty aspirational. You really have to focus and hone down on things you could actually achieve in a year's time. And that's the next task, I think, is to state what those things are, so we know if they've been achieved. Right, things that are within his control. It's the other thing, you work with five groups and you put it as your goal. Well, if it hasn't been achieved, it's always somebody else is in the way of it. So we want to be sure that evaluating his contract, there are things that he has said he would do in support of the goals here that are achievable and measurable. That's our next step. Yes.
A question to Johnny. Forgive me, Johnny, if you've already addressed this question that I have. But I remember way back when we had this We had a wonderful traffic report that was completed. And you were taking head on, and you and Lieutenant Arms were working on it, and we were making some strides, and then things happened, and it seems to have fallen apart. I'm wondering if you're still willing to pursue that, the cars facing the same way, or the one side of the street parking. There's the various changes that the report had suggested, and you have been working on. Are you going to continue to pursue that, or what's your status?
Well, I think most of that happened before I came on board, but Lieutenant Harms, before he left, he gave me the document and kind of a brief overview of what he had done before the COVID measures went into effect for public distancing. And so I have that information, and, I think it would be important for the boards to discuss amongst, Kensington, the KPPCSD and the KFPD to get behind a plan to implement the changes along with the county board of supervisor. I think that's something that needs to be talked about and decided at a much higher level than me before I can start doing things.
Mm-hmm. So is that something that the police board will be taking up?
I believe so.
Of these different recommendations or activities,
yeah,
that certainly be something that we would want to talk to the police chief about, and to where he wants to take it within his staffing situation. But it is a goal, I think, to try to achieve situation where evacuation can be much more efficient. As Lieutenant Harms ran into, he ran into a significant amount of public opposition. I don't say significant. He ran into public opposition on some of these areas, and he didn't pursue them as a result of that. And you also have to deal with the county public works department, which also has to be convinced that change in parking needs to be done. But it's certainly a goal that needs to be achieved.
Yeah. Thank you, Johnny.
Welcome.
A lot of what Johnny has done is also like networking and talking on the phone and behind the scenes. And I just don't know how that can be made measurable. I mean, I know it's time and it's important, but how do you incorporate that? So that was one of my thoughts.
I think the real challenge in emergency preparedness is you can track the activities that you're doing and the work performed by Johnny, August nightouts, and so on, various things. But if people are looking to evaluate the net results of all our efforts, do they feel safer? Have there been any wildfires? What did we do like there was? The kind of the end result thing we really don't get to. All we can do is try. We have an idea of how we want to make our community safe. We have people and things in place and activities working toward that, logically working toward it. But do people feel safer as a result? It's an emotional thing that I don't think we quite get to. So we're doing the best we can.
I would just suggest, like, again, from an outside perspective, like, this is exactly how my goals look before I refine them down to, like, 5 things that are actually going to happen. So I like just commend him on this super robust, giant amount of information here. But I know, just having worked in kind of similar stuff, that like if you don't like calendar out like each date and a measurable goal is, did the event happen or not? And that's, he's already doing that. So it's really looking at what you're already doing, what's already in the plan, and what you want to insert into that plan. That's the measure, I think, not like super intense like metrics. I'm not talking about, I don't think anybody here was point, like wanting financial metrics or anything like that, that's really intense, but just like maybe establish a cert, have this event done, check, have a block party, do this event, done, check. I think that's what we were getting at. Not, and again, none of this is a criticism on my part anyways, because I think this is super robust.
Yeah. We have not measured Johnny's success by the number of insurance non-cancellations.
And some of these activities are outside of control to begin with.
Yes, for sure.
I'll give you one example. The LRAD. The board hasn't even, you know, decided whether they want to go with LRADs. And frankly, the board I'm on has a role in that as well. And, you know, maybe it should be a partnership decision, but that hasn't been even discussed, and we're not even close to that. So that's one activity that, you know, Johnny can do much good to begin with.
I mean, he just laid a foundation and made the connection with CWS, so that way when we're ready to do something about it,
right, when
they're in the loop. Right. They do want to be in the loop, and they have been in the loop the entire time.
Right.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Can I ask one more, and one more thing about Lisa mentioned when she talked a few minutes ago about deliverables, and I think that's what you're talking about too. I don't know if we have to go to action plans and due dates, but it could be difficult with some of these things because we can't control all of them. But I'm going to play the broken record again that I am anyway, and just mention that I really think it would be a good idea as potentially a deliverable. It may go nowhere. Is to for somebody to meet, preferably the city manager or interim city manager, to meet with the park district and say, if Kensington can come up with volunteers. I didn't mention it before, but like Ciara Wood uses what she calls her elves. And there are other groups, okay, in and outside of the park. If Kensington could cough up, I'm not going to put a number up, but at least a reasonable number of volunteers, what would the park district allow us to do that would benefit, help them because they don't have the manpower right now. And we are capable of doing outside with regard to not presenting a liability issue. What can I'd like to see somebody go to the park district and say, if we can come up with volunteers, what can we do that you can't do right now toward a goal of reducing the fire danger?
Would you be interested in doing this?
Yeah, okay. I think I might, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But I think it might be better planned. Yeah, I think so, that would need somebody.
Yeah, building a relationship, identifying what we can partner on. That's
just what can we do?
Yeah.
It's already being done by the CRS group.
That's right. That's
they have a unique permit with these state parks.
Yeah.
They said that it's something to use as a model in other communities.
Yeah, and she did. She went out and forged that whole thing by herself.
That sounds like a win-win situation. We have volunteers coming together, single-minded purposes, and then we're doing some good. And then we establish that personal relationships with the police department.
Johnny's contract. Is there any public comment about Johnny's contract?
Yeah. Oh, it's on his goals.
Oh, yes, sorry, Johnny's goals. Excuse me. Seeing none. There's still a few more items on the agenda, and we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Emergency preparedness coordinator report. Johnny, do you have a separate report?
Yeah, I'll go through this quickly. So here's the preparedness coordinator's report for May 2024. I received notice that the City of Berkeley will be hosting a Zoom webinar, and this is for tonight. So I'm going to dial into it, and they're going to have the deputy commissioner for the Department of Insurance on. So if you're interested in attending it, please attend that. KensingtonFire.org/Zoom Insurance to log in or to get to request the link. The Kensington Library Wildfire Preparedness Program is on for Tuesday, July 9th. Wildcat Firewise has joined the program, so they'll Alan will be there doing a presentation as well. So that will I'll continue to promote that. The Kensington Library just sent over a flyer that they've designed, so I'll get that out online to the community. Planning is underway for National Night Out. I'll be pushing out an invitation for block parties to register within the next week. So please look out for that and encourage any neighbors that will be that you know who are planning to have a block party to register so we can get them on the schedule and on the notification list for the first responders. Wildcat Firewise is hosting a Zoom meeting on Monday, June 10th at 7 p.m. They're going to talk about like replanting or vegetation management for hazardous plants. And Mabic Firewise has scheduled a annual meeting for October 2024, where I'll go and do a presentation and I'll have the fire department in the loop as well if they're able to attend. The Evacuation is Your Responsibility campaign will launch next week. The materials are being printed and stuffed, and the poster and banners will go up next week. I'll start handing out posters along the retail areas next week. And I have special permission by East Bay Mud to hang a large banner on their fence on Berkeley Park. And I got permission from Sunset View Cemetery to have a banner on their fence at Franciscan and Sunset. And I'll put a banner on the Arlington as well in front of the grocery market.
That's great. Yeah, great job.
Yeah, great job with that, John. Great.
Thanks. How about the rest of the Johnny? East Bay.
Yeah.
What was that?
Berkeley Park Boulevard.
Oh, that.
Not the treatment plant. What about the reservoir up at on the Grizzly Peak?
The Summit Reservoir.
Summit Reservoir. East Bay Mud's reservoir up there.
Oh, I didn't request one for up there. Sometimes my signs have been getting kicked around up there, so. Yeah, there's less visibility up there, but I'm in touch with a lot of the residents in that area with Tilden Firewise. So maybe after the June period is done, I'll take the banner from Berkeley Park and move it up the hill.
Okay.
And I'll confirm with them if I can move it there.
John, do you need any help, or is it entirely taken care of by the company to package the materials for the evacuation notification out?
We've got it taken care of with the cost saves without having to do the magnet. Okay. The printing company is going to handle the stuff.
They're going to take care of everything?
Any committee comment?
I was thinking that maybe if we're gonna, when the talk about retooling the replanting grant, adding like some special thing for people who want to mitigate plants along paths, like an incentive for, because the incentive is to do your own property, but maybe there can be an extra incentive to work on paths too. If that makes sense.
There's a lot of issues with that one.
Yeah. isn't that risky liability wise already based on what Lisa knows?
Yeah, it is.
And once told me.
Inactivity.
Yeah, that's what she told me once. Going back. It's like my mother.
The replanting program, we've talked a couple times, and Johnny's recommending that the focus changes from replanting to clearing, I guess. Can the committee just say, yeah, let's do that and publish clarification?
Yeah, I would like to do that. Can we make a motion?
No. Is it not on the agenda?
No, it's in his work plan.
It's in Johnny's work plan.
Just do a hand raise.
Sure. Yes. I mean, I think we've discussed removal seems to be the major barrier. And the other nice thing about removal is the opportunity for multiple properties to be removed at once for sort of a economy of scale for that activity. If we can coordinate that, then maybe we reduce price relative to seven houses individually. Anyway, I think we should recommend to the board. Sorry, that we should be able to do it.
No, go ahead. Let's recommend that we change our replanting grant to a removal grant with specifics to be added for additional approval later.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that work?
Fine.
Yeah. Do I have a second?
All in favor, raise your hand. A lot of people raise their hands, so what is it about that?
Okay, yay.
We got 1 minute. We have committee reports in here, but we haven't really organized the subcommittees so much this year. Do we want to try to do that for next time, or is it fine being a bit more catch as catch can like we've been so far this year?
I was thinking that maybe the committee members can be tied to the work plan items, like who's on these committees.
Yeah.
So it's more a little more targeted. Just the names of the couple people and the other.
So according to email, how you came up with the question for East Bay Regional and stuff. I mean, like what I want, I was thinking that I've been trying to work on making a map in the next week for us to go over the. To give to Tim later with all of the property things, and then so I'll, why don't I make the map and get it to you in the next week?
Yeah,
you're a professional map maker. Do we have anything else going on? Just June 5th?
Yes, that's it.
Okay,
with that.
Okay, I'll work on that, and then we can look over it and then have that ready for the next meeting and/or give that to Tim.
Well, I think you need to look at the committees anyways. Some of them are no longer, I guess, be in existence. Like, for example, number one, we've already developed the evacuation plan.
Yeah, we'll reconstitute this next time.
We can do that next time.
Yeah. Sounds good. It's 5:45. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
And have a nice rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah